The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, I'm glad for that welcome. Thank you, everybody. It's been a minute since we've been on the air, and we had the opening day of deer season broadcast last week. I hope you enjoyed it. We're coming back strong this week with the first Saturday of December and a muzzleloader giveaway, and I will certainly fill you in on all the deer hunting action for the past week or so. Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you? Hello, Glenn. I can hardly hear you, Glenn. Hold on. Let me see if I can turn something up here. Yeah, turn Glenn up a little bit, if you don't mind. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, there, you're better. How you doing? How you been, buddy?
Okay, still standing up, looking down to the grass.
That's good. That's good. Did you get a chance to get out for deer this week? No?
No, I didn't go.
I got you. Well, hope you get out. Hope you get out. There's not been a lot going on from what I can see on my neck of the woods. Now, we're hearing a few shots and seeing people, you know, online celebrating their deer and that type of thing. But in general, I'm not sure that people are seeing a lot of deer. But could be the weather, could be a lot of conditions. They're out at night, I can tell you that. Plenty of them.
Yeah,
plenty of them. They're all over the place at night. So, but, well, I'm sorry you didn't get to go out. In general, you were doing all right?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it, buddy. So, okay. Well, good. Got anything coming up this week?
Nothing I know of.
Nothing that you know of. All right. Well, very good. Very good. We're going to go to an event tonight up at up near Northeast Maryland, and it's a nice benefit for the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. It's called the Decoy Carvers Decoy Carvers and Collectors Inaugural Banquet. So hopefully we'll get to meet a bunch of the Maryland carvers, and we'll be going to Wellwood Club for a nice meal and fundraiser type of thing. So it looks like it's going to be a good time. Sponsored by a lot of duck organizations and the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. So, good time. Good time. So, all right, buddy. So, you have a good week, okay?
Me too.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thanks.
All righty. Indeed. All right, let's, who's our next caller there, Aaron? Mike, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I had to get up this morning early and get traveling out of state, and I try to catch your show in the morning, but I'm just getting it. It's kind of staticky, so I just wanted to call in and say I love your show, and I hate to say I'm going to miss it today. But
get the app. Put it on your phone.
I have to. I'm at that age, you know, where I'm not too phone savvy or computer savvy. I'll have to get my daughter to put it on my phone for me.
Yeah, WCBM.com. You go to your Play Store or your whatever type of phone you have, and you just hit search WCBM and hit the button and hit install. And you will have it. You'll be able to listen to station 24/7, 365 from wherever you are in the world.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I really, but I just wanted to say I really enjoy your show, and it just takes me back to all the times that I spent out in the woods or on the boat fishing. And
indeed,
just indeed. Very enjoyable. So
yep.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, you have a good trip. Be careful out there on the roads. I think the weather's good. The roads are fine. So just be careful out there.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are giving away a muzzleloader today, by the way. A CVA, beautiful stainless steel with a synthetic stock, a Wolf model. Comes equipped with a 3x9x40 scope from the fine folks at Hawk Optics, H-A-W-K-E. We worked with them on an advertising promotion throughout the fall, and they were gracious enough to supply us with scopes for our muzzle loaders, and there we are. Whoever wins gets that package, and it comes with a nice little package of accessories, cleaning jag. I think there's some bullets in there, so... It's a good deal. It's a good deal for anybody who, all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, good, accurate first and last name, accurate phone number. At the end of today, we will go to the random number generator, put in everybody's name corresponds to a number. We'll put all the numbers in from one to whatever, you know, 50, 60, 70, however many entrants there are. We'll spin the random number generator. It will come up with a number. That number will be the winner. How about that? So, and it doesn't matter when you call during, you know, the month of November or today. Everybody stands an equal chance. So it's 100% by chance. And there we are. Oh, excuse me. I didn't sleep good. I'm doing a little yawning thing here. I think I might need some coffee. You know, this coffee gets me ready for anything, even a Kodiak attack. I will be ready in case, you know, while I'm sitting here, a Kodiak bear charges in and attacks me. The dogs are useless. It'll eat them, but I'll be ready because I've got my coffee. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to talk about anything, enter the contest, both. The rules for the contest, call in, leave your name and number. Again, phone number, go on the air with me. And all you got to say is just want to get in the contest or good morning or whatever. And you're in the contest. You can also enter by email. I don't know that I'd recommend that waiting on that because the emailers are on the list as well. But if you desire to do that, it's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. We'll do our best to get you in. Don't wait too late. All right. So how was your week if you're a deer hunter? I'm hearing from a number of hunters who are not seeing a lot of deer. Well, I understand that. I've seen one deer. Let's see. On the way in last Saturday morning, Chris was working up one side of the field and bumped a deer out. And that was prior to legal shooting time. I didn't see anything in the morning. On the way back in the afternoon, apparently there were three deer laying in a giant brush pile slash hedgerow that caught my scent, my movement, my walking in, whatever. They might have seen me. They bolted. All I saw was one big tail and two small tails. And then later in the day, I switched locations, made a move closer to the field that we have and we watch, and I could hear deer walking in the woods, that a spot that I had just left. That's the way it goes, right? So I just sat by quietly, and I texted Chris to hit his grunt call for a little bit and see if that would attract the deer out. It did. Deer came out about 10 yards or less from me, looked at me, and turned tail and jumped back in the woods. So that was my experience for the first day of deer season. No shots fired, no deer harmed in the production of the first day of deer season in Queen Anne's County. So that was the first day. Let's see what's going on the air. I just got a text. We'll see who that's from. Sean. Good morning, Sean. How are things over in West River?
Hey, pretty good.
What's going on?
No, I'm just on the way out to the stand. Just wanted to call and get part of the black powder raffle.
Okay, good. Well, it's not a raffle. You don't have to buy anything. It's just a giveaway, just a kind of contest where we get people to call in, and at the end of the day, we pick a winner. No obligation on your part other than to call in and say, this is my name, my phone number, and I'd like to get in the contest. So that wasn't too painful, was it?
No, it was not. I appreciate it.
Good. Where's your stand? What county?
West River here in Anne Arundel County.
Oh, you're in Anne Arundel County. Gotcha.
Sure.
Are you seeing deer?
Yes, saw two last Saturday. A buck a little bit too far away and a doe running all over the place.
Yeah, without a buck behind her. Well, we've experienced a number of bucks at night. Nothing really big, but they're gone, and they vanished in 2 days, and I don't have any idea what happened. I know it's full moon. I think they might have gotten with some does, and they're on lockdown right now, and they're just not showing up. They're locked down with their does and doing their thing. So hopefully next week will be a little better. We'll see what happens.
Right, yep. Last week seen some on camera at night, but haven't seen anything this week.
You've got the whole thing. So
yeah.
That's our experience as well. All right, my man, appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Good luck today. Thank you.
All right.
Yep. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So I've hunted every day during the deer firearm season except yesterday. I did not go out yesterday in the snow. I watched the cameras pretty close to see if there's anything going on. I had my little granddaughter's dance recital last night, and I kind of got ready for that and a couple other things that we're doing, and did a little shopping that I had to catch up on because, like I said, it hadn't hunted every day. but I did not see a deer until, what day was yesterday? Friday. I did not see a deer until Thursday. I decided I was going to move my stand. I sat where Chris usually sits. There's a little ground blind that Chris sits in, and I hadn't sat there, so I rolled up to the ground blind. But about 40 yards out, I decided I'm gonna try a decoy. wind was right for a decoy. It was northwest. And I had a little scent tag on the decoy's tail, you know, put a little scent to it, let that scent go downwind, let the deer look at the decoy, see it out in the field. And while I'm walking in, it's, I don't know, 3:30, something like that in the afternoon, I've just, it's one of those silhouette decoys. I just stuck the decoy in the ground. I set the scent tag up. I'm sitting on the ground, and I've got my sticks, my tripod, you know, my little shooting sticks, and I've got my gun, and I'm finishing this decoy, and I look down, and there's a deer feeding up along the edge of the field. Now, there's a little structure there in the field, and I can only see its back as it's moving towards me. And I thought, well, that's not a bad sized deer. If that's a doe, I'm gonna maybe try that shot. So I got the binoculars out. I sat right there, wide open, middle of the field. Sat there, watched, and waited. The deer came closer and closer and closer. And sure enough, little tiny antlers, you know, little I call them a button, but they were, you know, maybe an inch and a half long, something like that. I thought, well, you're safe. So I sat there a little bit, and the deer came up about 60 yards and stood there looking at me. So I said, okay, well, I'm not going to shoot you. You're safe. So I stood up and got my sticks and walked to the blind about, like I said, 40 yards. I sat down. I put the sticks down. And that deer let me do all that and finally decided, I've seen enough, and turned around and ran off. I mean, just kind of trotted off. Didn't snort, didn't blow, none of that. So I thought, well, first of all, you're too young. Number two, you know, you're a button buck, so to speak. Number three, if you're that dumb to stand there, you know, maybe a little education will help you get a little smarter. So that's what happened in that moment. Come toward the end of the day, and I had a half hour maybe left in shooting time, maybe 20 minutes. And I looked to the other side, and there stood a deer just outside the woods in the field, feeding broadside. Probably 60, 70 yards, something like that. Easy shot. And it got out in the field a little bit, picked up that scent, I suppose, and looked up at the decoy and walked closer and cautiously and kind of mincing steps. You know what I mean by that? To kind of step and then stop and step and then stop. And worked its way over to the decoy and either smelled me or saw the decoy and something it didn't like, and it turned around and tail went up, and it ran right at my blind. And I mean right at it. I'm figuring it's going the other way, and there it is, 6 feet from the blind when it finally turned and headed back down over the little bit of a hill there. I went, okay, well, that was fun. And it just stood down there and fed along, and then off it went. Those are my only deer experiences worthwhile for the week, and both of them turned out to be little tiny bucks. I got this deer on camera in the daytime yesterday, and the spikes are about an inch long, maybe three-quarters of an inch long, little tiny pointy spikes. And I thought, well, you know, you're safe too. Binoculars are a great invention, great thing to, you know, save a lot of deer's lives, at least in my world. I don't, you know, I want to see what I'm shooting at. So a lot of deer on camera. Number again is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. A lot of deer on camera at night. Like I said, the small bucks are out. There's one or two decent bucks, but the big deer have all vanished for the time being. Could be the full moon, could be the influence of that. A lot of people say full moon. That doesn't slow down the breeding cycle or anything like that, but it does maybe provide a little bit of caution for the deer. I don't know, or maybe a little freedom for them to come out at night. I can't figure out the whole moon phase thing myself. I just go hunting. All right, I think we're going to take our first break, and that involves talking about, maybe if I had the script in front of me, that would be better.
Spray-on truck liners. Mil-Spec Brayon Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Hey. Hunter's also has a great selection of good oysters, too, that's for sure. So, we don't know what happened. We just kind of faded away there due to the miracles of modern technology and a very temperamental internet this morning and the Wi-Fi connection. So, I was talking about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's with the gas fireplace insert. So, I'll make it brief. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and they have those freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, a big selection of all different sizes and brands and shapes and that type of thing. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or even a wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for your fireplace insert. Stop by the showroom, and you will be ready for the already here chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. It's a destination, folks. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue off of 50. Graysonville, the address is Drummer Drive. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is on Drummer Drive. And if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop a crowd and you can't make them run, cause when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Country boy can survive, that's for sure. I was watching a YouTube video of Hank Williams Jr. on a Kentucky deer hunt. Oh, I'm sure it was, you know, a long time ago, and if you want to take a look at it, he shot a really, really, really nice buck, and after he shot the buck, he turns around and looks at the cameraman and says, "That's one of the nicest bucks I ever shot. That's the nicest buck I ever shot. A country boy can survive." So, you know, he lives by it, which is fantastic to me. Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, I'm checking the cameras. There's a little four-point on there at 11 o'clock, and he shows up again this morning at a little around 4 or something, same camera. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. We've got a couple deer last year. May have told you about it. They looked pretty sickly last year. Had acidosis. As far as I think that's what happened. Their coat was fuzzy, furry. They were orphaned. All they did was eat corn. They were not in the best appearing state. And I think they did survive. One of them is a little buck, and the other one I think is a doe, but I'm not sure. But they still have this really gnarly-looking furry coat. And it's just, on camera, they appear like almost like a piebald, and that's a little buck. But they're not. It's just the way the coat is doing what it's doing. And I'm just going to let them go. I'm going to see what happens with these deer. They're certainly a year, and, you know, they're a year and a half old. So there's not, you know, there's not any reason to try to harvest them. Same way with the four point. Just let them go. Let them grow. Do a little deer management on your property. Don't shoot the little bucks. And if you're gonna take a deer for meat, shoot a mature doe. And there's plenty of meat. And, boy, this little spike guy, he loves the camera. He's very, so, and there's two of them, so I'm not sure which one it is. So, you know, trail cameras are fun. I use them just for more so for research than trying to trying to track the travels of a deer. It's nice to see them on camera during the daytime, but not necessary. I just like to see what's there and where the activity is. So let's see here. 410-922-6680. I would imagine that there are a lot of people in the deer woods getting in their stands right now or on their way. So if you haven't gotten there yet, you got plenty of time. Legal shooting time is like 6:30-something. So that's about an hour away. If you're listening, give us a call. If you're not entered in the muzzleloader contest, get entered. We're giving it away today. So more than glad to put you in the contest. How was your week, Aaron?
It was very good, and we actually have another person who wants in on the contest, Kevin in Bowie, Maryland.
Just Kevin in Bowie, Maryland. All right, very good. We'll talk to Kevin in Bowie. Good morning, Kevin. Is Kevin with us? Is Kevin? Are you there, Kevin? I don't know what happened to Kevin. Kevin, you got to talk to me to get in the contest. Sorry, you can't just hit and run. That's the rules. The rules are the rules, and I make the rules. And I'm not a,
If you would like to make a call, please hang up.
All right, let's put him on the air. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing real well. Getting ready to go into the woods.
What have you been seeing in your area? Are you, Bowie, what is that, PG?
Maryland.
No, I know where Bowie.
Yeah, but I'm actually in Anne Arundel. That's where I'm hunting, is Anne Arundel.
Oh, yeah, Anne Arundel. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Are you seeing deer?
Yeah, last week I saw a couple. My son, yeah. I hunt with my son and my grandson.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, we saw a few out here last week.
No shooters.
Yet, and I saw, yeah, no. And then, I saw one on the ride in, but that was just cutting in front of me.
That's the way they do things. You know, they just
exactly.
Tease you. They tease you. I don't particularly like to see deer when I'm driving to my location. And the reason is that means they're out feeding now. They're not out. They're not. They may or may not be out there when I'm out there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I don't like to see that, but I'd rather just drive in and not see a deer for safety reasons too, but also for the idea that they're up and moving before I get there. So, and you know, when you walk in, you never know when you may spook one if they're already on their feet. So that's just the way in the dark.
And that,
anyway.
And that happens a lot out there.
A lot, yeah, no question. Had it happen a lot in my life too. So, but. Well, good. And is your son and grandson with you today?
My son is. My grandson, he wasn't feeling too good, so he's not out here this morning.
Yeah, I got you. Well, my 6-year-old grandson has been sharing the stand with his daddy. And they
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and Brindley will be 5 here in the end of this month. She was out once, and her daddy's comment to me was, she has so much of her grandmother in her. He said, I've turned the heater on and off 6 times because she's hot, then she's cold. She's hot, then she's cold. And her grandmother was the exact same way. You know, the room would get too hot. Oh, turn the heat down. Oh, turn the heat up. Turn the heat down. I'm, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, we've been doing this since, you know, I started hunting when I was 12. Son was he was around 11, 12 when he started, and my grandson, same thing, 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. So it's been in the family for a while.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that you're carrying it on through generations. That's for sure. That's what we're trying to do here too. So
gotcha.
Now Jameson doesn't mind the whole experience. You know, his daddy shot a couple deer the first night. They hunt on a farm, and, you know, part of it is, you know, to knock down the doe population. So they shot a couple on one night this week, and Jameson was fine with that. And shot one last night. Now, imagine being a dad having to get your daughter's dance recital, and a deer comes in right at the last minute. So he shot, he tracked a deer, got in heavy cover. They decided to back out a little bit, but Jameson came in last night to the recital in his camo jacket with a big old scratch on his face. And his mother said, Jameson, what happened to your face? He looked down and goes, I was hunting. So you got to love that. You know, you got to love that. Everybody goes, oh, Jameson, what happened to your face? I was hunting. Cool.
But Elizabeth wants him and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look.
Got some other hunters coming in.
All right. Well, have a great day. And any success, email me a picture. Love to see it.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye, Kevin. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Matt in Pasadena. How are you, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Connor, heading to Pop-Pop's deer hunt this morning.
I got you. Well, Pop-Pop's a good guy. Does Pop-Pop have any geese this year?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of geese.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I see a lot of them in the area. Even coming up from Cambridge yesterday, I was down there doing some stuff and doing a little work, and they were filling in a field right along 50, and a nice bunch of ducks flying in, too. Couldn't tell what they were, but Emmer ducks, you know. So, yeah, they were. And I'm thinking, well, okay. But a lot of people not seeing, you know, ducks right now. Plenty of geese, but the ducks haven't gotten here yet. So maybe this weather that we had brought some ducks in. I hope so. So, but good. All right. No success yet, Matt?
I got a question for you. What kind of you got like a cellular game camera? Is that what you're using?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have
a couple. That I like the Tacticam because they're easy to connect. I have one on one that a friend gave me. Her grandson gave it to my grandson, and he monitors it, too, with his daddy, with the Tacticam with the solar panel. And that is connected, and that works really good. That one's up by Chris's stand. And then I have another one, also cellular, got to replace the batteries every now and then, closer to my stand. And, you know, it switches back and forth from whatever camera takes the picture to whatever picture I get. I mean, I'll get two or three from one camera, and then it'll follow up with two or three or four from the other camera and switch back and forth. So I always know what's going on. I can see when the deer walk from one part of the field to the other part of the field and so forth. Then I have a Moultrie on the other side of the field, which is also cellular, but it's not in the system. So I've got to click on two different apps on the phone. That's not a very, very active spot, but I like to see where the deer are moving in. You know, I don't think I've ever seen more than one buck on that little camera down there, but it's the location. I just need to monitor what's coming in from the field from that direction. We can't see that from where either of us hunt, but, you know, it's nice to know that they're moving from one location to another. So Moultrie on one side of the field and two linked Tacticams on the other, and I like the Tacticam.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
The Reveal 3.0. That's not the latest one. The 3.5 is the latest one. The 3.0 is the one I've got. So, or the two I've got.
All right.
All right. Pictures. Well, pictures.
Picture. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye bye. There we go. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. I think we'll take our second and final break here for the hour and talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. You know, I like going to Clyde's, and there's a reason I like to go to Clyde's. I like to look at the rifle rack. not a big handgun guy. I bought two handguns from Clyde's a while back, but I like to look at shotguns, and I like to look at the Brownies. And I was talking to a fellow in there the other day, and I said, he said, man, I really like that BLR. I had one in my hand, and I was looking at it, the BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown. I said, do you have this model, the Takedown? He goes, oh, yeah. Rifle quickly takes down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, a matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminated stock, satin finish, straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scope-style scope mount. And swivel studs and True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight for those of you who like to shoot a lever action with open sights and still have the good enough eyes to do it. So there's that. For Christmas, the T-Bolt Sporter. Beautiful walnut stock, straight comb, fine checkering, blued sling stuns. It's a rimfire rifle. Comes in a couple different rimfires, 22 long rifle, 22 magnum, a couple other ones. So you can check that out, T-Bolt Sporter. And then new for 2025 is the A5 Hunter model, 20-gauge. New 20-gauge model has a gloss black anodized receiver finish. It still has the kinematic drive recoil like the 12 gauges, gloss finish, Turkish walnut stock with vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and ivory mid bead. It's ideal for hunting, upland birds, even waterfowl if you like the 20 gauge for that, and sporting clays as well. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway exit number 9 in Baltimore, 21227. Hillthorpe Lansdowne area. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. You'll be glad you did. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's heating season. I'm telling you, folks, these alternative heat sources that you have, rather than just your old electric whatever that thing is that spins around out there, in the, you know, this beats it all. If you have a big room like we do here, in like a great room or something like that, you install a fireplace insert or a freestanding wooden pellet stove. It makes all the difference. Makes all the difference in your utility bill too. So, I've got an Enviro EX35, and Hearth America at Backyard Village carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. My son-in-law and daughter have a wood stove installed, and, you know, they keep it going and heats the whole house. So it can be done. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom this weekend. Get ready. Get ready to save some money. Get ready to heat your house the way it should be. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That number is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, even in deer season. So pull the trigger on a new heat source for your house. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed blocks and bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 craze flavors: molasses, apple, cherry. and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha! Yeah, that's for sure. If you ain't never come down with this disease, you ain't never climbed up in a tree. Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that
grunt. Oh, nothing like it. Nothing like that in the world, that's for sure. Let's talk to Mike in PA. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan, and everyone. And I have a nice story. I'd like to get in on a contest, but I have a nice story to share if you've got time.
Make it the Reader's Digest version, and we'll be good with that. I've got a couple other callers on hold.
Oh, sure. Well, at 85, I've had a couple of medical setbacks. I'm not able to hunt this year. And
right.
One of my friends had had some tags, and he suggested that if he shot a doe for me and took it to the butcher shop, I'd tell the butcher how I'd like to have it cut and pay for it and go pick it up, I could have the deer. And I did that, and it was wonderful. Nice, nice healthy doe.
That's very good. Yep, that's the way a lot of people do it. I've done it myself, you know. I tag the deer in, tell the butcher shop, you know, here's my number, call me when it's done, but here's who's going to be picking it up and paying you for it, and it's all fine. As long as the processing gets paid for and the deer is checked in properly and, you know, to the right hunter, everything is legit. So, yeah, it's a great way to donate or, you know, share your harvest, you know.
Yep, sharing the harvest. That's what it's all about. And Barbara and I really appreciate the meat and it's a wonderful flavored dough.
Good. So, yep. I like. Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Sure, you're welcome.
And, all right, Mike.
All
right, you too, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. There we go. Let's talk to Phil in Baltimore. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. Just going to work and coming. Trying to get some snow cleared. There's really no snow.
No snow. No. Are you one of the guys that helps clear the snow?
No, building engineer.
I got it.
Take care of all that stuff.
I hear you.
But so. I hope to get this gun for my son-in-law.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's really like, he's family.
Well,
very
good
to my daughter. He's great with the grandkids, or his kids. I'd really like to give him something. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Well, you know, you have as equal of chance of as anybody. You're already registered. So, about 6:30, we'll spin the random number generator, and if your number comes up, you win.
Oh, that would be great. And I really appreciate you guys on the radio. It's great to hear, you know, hear you guys talking. It's you do good things.
Well, I tell everybody, and I've developed this over 37 years of doing this, and I've really started to emphasize it, you know, this year more so. This is a break from the news cycle. This is a break from all the stuff that's out there that you can access on your phone or your TV or your radio 24/7, 365. This is 2 hours a week where we can get together in the woods or on the water and share experiences and talk about guns and talk about family and talk about hunting and fishing and crabbing and, you know, and the good stuff that all goes along with that, passing it on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Good priorities. I got you.
All right, Phil. Thanks for your call. You're in the contest, and you have a great weekend. Good luck out there in the field.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, there's the music, folks. That means we're at the end of the first hour. We had some technical difficulties getting on the air, and right in the middle of the old Backyard Billy's commercial, we cut out again. So we're working on it. Seems like that might have been a Wi-Fi problem here, internet problem here in the town, but we got through it as we always do. Now, get out, stay safe, love the Lord, love your family, and we'll see you after the news.